so I kept listening. I have to report that I cheated a little bit. I kept listening because I liked it. It was good. It stopped, and a man said, "We are on the warpath against automobile accidents." And then he went on and said how you have to be careful in automobile accidents. That's not an insult to intelligence. It's an insult to the Navajo Indians, and to their religion, and their ideas. And so I listened until I heard that there is a drink of some kind, I think it's called Pepsi-Cola, for people who think young. So I said, all right, that's enough. I'll think about that a while. First of all, the whole idea is crazy. What is a person who thinks young? I suppose it is a person who likes to do things that young people like to do. All right, let them think that. Then this is a drink for such people. I suppose that the people in the research department of the drink company decided how much lime to put in as follows. Well, we used to have a drink that was just an ordinary drink, but we have to rearrange it, not for ordinary people, but for special people who think young. More sugar. The whole idea that a drink is especially for people who think young is an absolute absurdity. So as a result of this, we get perpetually insulted, our intelligence always insulted. I have an idea of how to beat it. People have all kinds of plans, you know, and the FTC is trying to straighten it out. I've got an easy plan. Suppose that you purchase the use for 30 days of 26 billboards in Greater Seattle, 18 of them lighted. And you put onto the billboards a sign which says, "Has your intelligence been insulted? Don't buy the product." And then you buy a few spots on the television or the radio. In the middle of some program, a man comes up and says, "Pardon me, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but if you find that any of the advertising that you hear insults your intelligence or in any way disturbs you, we would advise you not to buy the product, and things will be straightened out as quickly as it can be. Thank you." Now, if anybody has any money they want to throw around, I'd advise that as an experiment to find out about the intelligence of the average television looker. It's an interesting question. It's a quick shortcut to find out about their intelligence. But maybe it's a little bit expensive. You say, it's not very important. The advertisers have to sell their wares, and so on and so on. On the other hand, the whole idea that the average person is unintelligent is a very dangerous idea. Even if it's true, it shouldn't be dealt with the way it's dealt with. Newspaper reporters and commentators, there is a large number of them who assume that the public is stupider than they are, that the public cannot understand things that they, the reporters and the commentators, cannot understand. Now that is ridiculous. I'm not trying to say that they're dumber than the average man, but they're dumber in some way than somebody else. If I ever have to explain something scientific to a reporter, and he says, "What is the idea?" Well, I explain it in words of one syllable, as I would explain it to my neighbor. He doesn't understand it, which is possible, because he's brought up differently. He doesn't fix washing machines, he doesn't know what a motor is, or something. In other words, he has no technical experience. There are lots of engineers in the world. There are lots of mechanically minded people. There are lots of people who are smarter than the reporters, say, in science, for example. It is, therefore, his duty to report the thing, whether he understands it or not, accurately and in the way it's been given.